And a pleasure and a privilege to say hello at 6:20 to the man who's been working nonstop for a year to make sure that this would happen, and it's all come down to this. The Penske president, chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, Mr. Bud Denker. And I know you were up late, so was I. We were communicating, but you were down here on the track and making sure everything was okay. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's all systems go, as they say in the space business. So we're going to be having liftoff here at 7:55 this morning with Mark Royce and I taking some laps around the track in his Corvette Z06 pace car. And our team has just worked unbelievably hard. This has been tough. The first year is always tough. And Michael Montri and his team of people are just – they're going to be our heroes this weekend. They really are, because we're going to make this city and this state very proud, Paul.
I am absolutely certain of that, Bud. I don't doubt it for a second, and I'm thrilled with you and for you. And you take that ceremonial drive with Mark Royce in that new Corvette. There have been many drives on this track, because you have to make sure it's not just a road. It's a track where cars will be going over 200 miles an hour on. And the littlest things that might annoy us on the roads, and there are plenty of annoyances on our Michigan roads, we know, but a little annoyance for us could become catastrophic for a race car.
No doubt. In fact, we fixed the damn roads.
There you are, Governor. And, if you're up, Governor, they fixed the damn roads.
You got to think about our cars. Our cars have 1/8 of an inch clearance. There are 252 manhole covers on our racetrack. There's 162 manhole covers on just Jefferson alone. Everyone has to be welded down, tacked down, and also the clearance. So the construction's completed. The work is done. But the great thing about today's technology is our drivers have been in simulation in Chevrolet's and in Honda's simulation areas, giving me feedback to say, Bud, in turn three, 100 feet out, 30 yards to the right of the wall, I need to have that fixed.
Ooh.
And we've taken that feedback now and fixed those bumps. Because remember, there's no testing here. When the drivers show up this morning, it's the first time they're on this racetrack. So it better be ready to go.
Isn't that something? I mean, think about that. In fact, we spoke to some of the drivers earlier in the weeks ahead leading up to this. And, you know, they usually have a few days to get familiar with the track. They don't have that on a street track.
They don't. They've got about an hour to get before they qualify. And the other thing that's so interesting is, remember, this is the first ever dual pit lane in motorsports history.
Looking forward to seeing how that works.
It's a spectacle. I didn't have 1,000 feet of pit lane to work with, so Michael Montri and I, we have 500 feet. You're going to have cars come and pit to the left, cars come pit to the right. It's 27 cars in six lanes of traffic have 300 feet to get to one lane of traffic. That's going to be something else.
And we saw trouble on the regular traditional pit lane during the Indy 500.
Indeed. That was two lanes.
And people running into each other, teammates running into each other, and that made for some, I'm sure, very fascinating Monday morning meetings among the teammates. But be that as it may, we have to remind everyone that thanks to Comerica, it's free pre-day again. They've kept that tradition going.
They have, and we thank them a lot. And we got a couple of grandstands here that are open for free to the folks that come down here. Remember, I announced early on that half of this race circuit will be open for free all week long.
Right.
And the riverfront, we're looking at the riverfront right now in our Victory Lane, Auto Trader Victory Lane. Jefferson Avenue, 7/8 of a mile straightaway, speeds of 190 miles an hour for free. Viewing platforms we built for the public for free. We have Big Boy in concert tonight. We have Steve Aoki in concert tonight, Hart Plaza, for free. It's the common language here. Come on down and enjoy stuff for free.
Yeah, that is a common language. You always said it is an exclusive event, but you want it to be an exclusive, inclusive event, because that's what it is now.
It is. And the word you just said, Paul, is what I've been communicating for 18 months now since we had this idea, event. This is not a race. This is an event. That means anybody can come down and enjoy an event versus just a race fan who can only enjoy a race. Six races. Three races Saturday, three races Sunday, practice and qualifying. This track will be loud from 8 o'clock this morning till 6 o'clock at night. For the first time in 32 years, cars returning to the Motor City on our city streets.
And we are ready. The city is ready. We are going to look good internationally. They'll be watching and seeing much more of the city, obviously, by being here than out at the island.
The island was great, but You may as well have been 50 miles away, really, because when you came down here, you got on a bus, you went to the island, you got back in your car, and you left the town. Last night, this city was electric. got thousands of fans here, obviously, working on the and workers working on these race cars and teams. Thousands of them that were downtown. The Shinola is filled. Foundation is filled. These hotels are all filled. The Marriott here has got a few rooms left, but not very many. So we have achieved that objective of economic benefit already, and wait till they start coming down in our restaurants and bars and hotels tonight to enjoy all the action here, but also all the action during the day.
Absolutely. It will be electric. It's already electric. And it all kicks off tonight with something that you guys didn't have to do but wanted to do, and that is give back to the community in a very, very big way with tonight's grand premiere.
Well, we have a great MC tonight, Paul W. Smith, to kick it off. And we've raised now over $6 million for charity at the grand premiere through these evenings, and we're hopefully raised $800,000 or more tonight.
Wow.
And that's for five great charities. We moved a lot of the charities from Belle Isle now to downtown, the Police Auxiliary Fund, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Michigan, for instance, the Humane Society, Father Tim McCabe's Pope Francis, right across the street, the magical work that he does. These are all great charities, worthy charities that we're going to be providing a lot of money to help them out because of bringing racing back down to Detroit.
Well, and you make it, the grand premiere is a lot of fun. You're going to be, you introduce the Indy 500 winner, for goodness sakes. That's a lot of fun no matter what.
Yeah.
And you're going to be interviewing some of the racers, and Mark Royce is going to be, and there's I don't know if we can even talk about the big, is it a big surprise, the biggest prize that's going to be available tonight?
Well, they auctioned off the Corvette Z-Ray in Florida a few weeks ago for $1.1 million. We're going to have another one to auction off tonight.
The all-electric, all-wheel drive Corvette that you haven't seen anywhere, you're going to see tonight, and someone's going to own it tonight.
They are. And, Paul, if you raise your hand high enough, we can get you one of those.
Yeah, anyway, $1.1 million. Yeah. Put it on Ann's tab. Ann's got all the bananas. She's got all the potatoes. She's and a banana with the potatoes, all the potatoes. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully raise a lot of money tonight. And that kicks things off in the evening. And then tomorrow, we're on track competing. And there's a lot of interest, a little anxiety among our drivers. I can just feel it. But you mentioned one thing I didn't want to overlook. Joseph Newgarden's win last week at the Indy 500 was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Last lap pass. Roger Penske's 19th win. Team Penske's 19th win. And the first time Roger has won this race, now that he's the steward of that amazing tabernacle of racing, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So we can't give Roger much in terms of gifts. Giving him the gift of the Indy 500 is the best gift he could ever receive.
Yeah, I understand. I got this from the inside track, so to speak, that by the time he got to his parking space that had an 18, it had a 19. By the time he got to his parking space after the race, they had 19 already marked there and can't wait for number 20.
Absolutely. That's the next thing. In fact, he told Joseph Newgarden in the Winner's Circle, when's 20 happening?
Well, there's a lot of excitement, and it's all happening right here in the D in the city of Detroit, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And this guy's been working on it for well over a year, and to his team as chairman of the event and Penske president, Bud Denker, Mike Montry, the president, and, of course, Roger Penske, the captain. It's all starting. It's all happening. And you can be a part of it. Thank you, Bud.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, and thank the whole team here and WJR for always being our partner, always being trackside with us every day of the year.
All right. Good luck to you as we continue.